Hello, family. Please welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. And today's Wonder Chapter is Exodus 34. We're still continuing with the story of the Israelites out of Egypt. And as you listen to the word of prayer, my beloved, we want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for the gift of prayer. I want to thank you for always being there for us. I want to thank you for guiding us where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words. What you have done and what you have failed to do, Almighty King of Kings, Father, may you forgive us, may you have mercy on us, and may you continue protecting us. We put all our dreams and joys and aspirations of today into your hands, Father, that you may you bless them. Where we lack, Father, may you provide. All those who are sick, may you heal them. All those who are in distress, Father, may you comfort them. All those who are in sorrow, Father, may you grant them joy. For you are the only true source of joy. We always believe and trust you. In your mighty name, we pray, the Holy Son of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, without further ado, let us go. The new stone tablets. The Lord said to Moses, chisel out two stone blocks like the first ones, and I'll write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning, and then come up to Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you, or be seen anywhere on the mountain, not even the flocks and herd may graze in front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up to Mount Sinai early in the morning, as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate, the gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to a thousand, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sins of their parents to the third and fourth generation. Moses bowed to the ground once and worshipped the Lord. Lord, he said, if I have found favor in your eyes, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin, and take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you before all your people. I will do wonders never seen before in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or there will be a snare among you. Break down altars, smash their sacred stones, and cut down their Asherah poles. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land, for when they prostitute themselves to their gods and sacrifice to them, they'll invite you and you'll eat the sacrifice. And when you choose some of their daughters as wives for your son, and those granddaughters prostitute themselves to their gods, they will lead your son to do the same. Do not make any idols. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread. For 7 days, eat bread made without yeast. As I commanded you, do this at the appointed time in the month of Aviv. For in that month, you came out of Egypt. The first offspring of every womb belongs to me, including all firstborn males of your stock, whether your herd or flock. Redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, but if you do not redeem it, break its neck. Redeem all your firstborn sons. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you shall labor, but on the seventh day you shall rest. Even during the plowing season and the harvest, you must rest. Celebrate the festivals of weeks with the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the festival of ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times a year, all you men are to appear before the sovereign Lord, the God of Israel. I'll drive out nations before you and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go up 3 times a year to appear before the Lord your God. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast, and do not let any of the sacrifice from the Passover remain until morning. Bring the best of your fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and Israel. Moses was there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking water, and he wrote the tablets in the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of a covenant in his hand, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, so Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterwards, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all commandments the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face, but whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the Israelites what he had been commanded, they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until when he went to speak with the Lord. Wow. So that's our wonder chapter for today. So what message do we get from today's wonder chapter? So the first thing that really hits me is verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, chisel out 2 stones like the first ones, and I'll write on them the words that were on the first tablets which you broke. Amen. So here we see the Lord fixing Moses' mess. Amen. If you're very keen, it's not the Lord who broke those tablets, but it was Moses. But here the Lord is telling him, you know what? Just get me 2 tablets. And what will I do? I will write the exact thing that had written before on the tablets that you had broken. What do we learn from here? The Lord gave Moses a second chance. And so many times the Lord gives us second chances, but we neglect it. We are always so blinded by the guilt of the things that we have done, by the guilt of the things that we have not yet done, that we tend to forget that our God is a God of second chances. Our God is a merciful God. Our God is a forgiving one. And all Moses had to do was to chisel 2 tablets from the stone. The Lord was accepting to do double work for free. He fixes our messes. There's no mess that the Lord cannot fix. Don't ever let the enemy lie to you. There's nothing, totally nothing, that the Lord can't fix. And if continue to verse 6 and 7, and he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming the Lord, the compassionate, the gracious Lord, the compassionate, the gracious Lord, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their parents to the 3rd and 4th generation. Here we are seeing the traits of the Lord that we serve. He is a compassionate, that word, compassionate Lord. He doesn't stop there. He is a gracious God. He doesn't stop there. He is slow to anger. and he doesn't stop there. He is abounding in love and faithfulness. That statement really hits, abounding in love and faithfulness. Meaning God's love for you cannot get consumed, it cannot get done. It's infinity, infinity, infinity. And no matter whatever you are going through, whether you feel so alone, remember that there is a Heavenly Father who loves you beyond words, who loves you beyond your outer appearance, who loves you beyond your financial record, who loves you beyond anything. Because you are created in His own image. And we continue to verse 11. Obey what I command you today, and I'll drive out before you today the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The Lord is assuring you a victory over your enemies, over your strongest opponent, over your strongest situation. And all you have to do is to obey the commandment. Because once you be disobedient, you will fall short of His glory. And once we fall short of His glory, that's when you suffer the consequences of sin. Because I told you that, yes, the Lord loves you. Yes, the Lord will forgive you. But there are consequences of sin. Verse 14. Do not worship any other God, for the God whose name is jealous is a jealous God. One more time, we hear the Lord rewarding. He's re-echoing His message because He loves you. He has actually overwhelmed the Israelites. First time, second time, third time, and He's still warning them. He's still reminding them that, hey, look, I know you went astray, but I'm going to tell you again because maybe you have forgotten, because He loves you and He does not want to see you go astray. He doesn't. And verse 20. Redeem the firstborn donkey with a lamb, but if you did not redeem it, break it, redeem all your firstborn sons. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. That's like the thing that I really struck me. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. As you go to appear before the Lord, what are you bringing? What do you bring to the table? What are you offering? What? And the Lord is not telling you today to carry financial materialistic. The Lord wants you to offer Him anything. Offer Him all those bad habits of yours. Offer Him all your shortcomings. Offer Him all your addictions. Offer to Him all your problems. But don't go empty-handed. Do not go empty-handed. Verse 24. I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your territory, and no one will covet your land when you go there three times a year to appear before the Lord. The Lord will enlarge your territory. The Lord will increase your success. The Lord will increase your value. The Lord does not sleep. The Lord does not stop. The Lord's grace always overflows our cups. And because of that, slowly but surely, we shall conquer. You are conquering whatever you are doing. Slowly by slowly. And most times what the enemy will do, he will make you focus on what you do not have. And he will blind you to see what you have already. And you end up taking things for granted. And that's why so many times as Christians, we take so many things for granted nowadays. Some of us take life so granted. Some of us take outings so granted, for granted. But remember that the Lord doesn't owe you anything. He does all this because of his merciful hand. He does all this because of the love that he has for you. And let me continue to verse 26. What does it say? Bring the best of your first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Bring the best of your first fruits. When you decide to take to the Lord, when you decide to offer to the Lord, don't offer him residues. Offer him the best of what you want to offer, because he deserves the best. And since he deserves the best, give him the best, because he gives us the best always. The Lord does not underperform. Never. Not in his vocabulary. When you go into verse 28, Moses was there with the Lord for 40 nights and 40 days without eating bread or drinking water, and he wrote the tablets, the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Perseverance. One more time, you're going to hear me talk about perseverance. We see Moses doing all that, spending all that time in the presence of the Lord, because he knew that the Lord was preparing something great for him, that whereas others may not be able to see it, he sees it. Always pray to the Lord for a vision to see his plan that he has for you. And lastly, verse 30. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. So every time that Moses came back from the presence of the Lord, his face was radiant, glittering in all directions, giving light in all directions. His face was enlightened, because that's what the Lord does. He shines bright our path, that even if it's dark, even if it's night, we have a way to go. That's what I had for you today. That's the message that I had for you today. Get some time, read Exodus chapter 34, internalize it. What do you understand? Write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Twitter and Instagram at dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you guys. The Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. From my time, God, thank you for the gift of life. God, thank you for the gift of provision. We thank you for always being there for us. Father, we ask you for your pardon when we have gone wrong. And Father, just like how Moses squandered and messed up and broke the Ten Commandments because of the effect, because of the presence of the pressure from his fellow Israelites, Father, may you forgive us for all the times that we have sinned because of our friends. Father, may you forgive us for all the times that we have gone astray because of our peer pressure. Father, may you forgive us for all the times that we have led people astray. We ask all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.